It's the Indians and White Sox from Chicago on Saturday. Welcome back, Jermaine Dye, member of the White Sox 2005 World Series Championship team, throwing out the first pitch. Top of the first inning, Mike Pelfrey starting for the White Sox. There's a man on second for Edwin Encarnacion.
With the 0-2 pitch, swung on, and that's hammered dead center field. His ball's way back there, and it is a home run, Edwin Encarnacion. And the Indians grab the early lead. Here's the pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Frazier down on strikes on the second strikeout. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, line, right side. That's a base hit into right field. Being waved around third. Heading for home is Almonte. The throw. He slides and he's safe. The ball pops free. Into third goes Gomes. And on to second is Santana, who drives in the run, and it's now 3-0 try.
The base.
The 1-2, and Brantley launches one high in the air to deep right field, way back, and into the try bullpen. A home run, Michael Brantley. It's a two-run shot, and the Tribe now leads it 6-0. The pitch, swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, Martinez. Scoops and throws in time. And it is indeed 22 straight innings where the White Sox have not scored a run, thanks in large part to great pitching the last two nights by Corey Kluber last night, Carlos Carrasco tonight. We're headed to the ninth. The Tribe 6, the White Sox nothing.
The Indians come up with back-to-back shutouts of the White Sox with a 7-0 final on Saturday. Carlos Carrasco improves to 2-1, striking out 8 and not allowing a runner to reach second base, throwing 8 scoreless innings. The Indians put together back-to-back shutouts over the White Sox. Saturday's final is 7-0 over Chicago. Carlos Carrasco shuts down Chicago with 8 scoreless innings. Here he is on his superb outing.
Thanks, guys. Cookie, what was working for you tonight?
I think there was first base right. I think that's the main key of the game today. As soon as I started throwing the first base right, so they're keeping off balance those guys. And that's what we're talking about before the game, you know, trying to throw us right the first piece, and we go from there.
What kind of pressure do you have when you have a guy like Corey Kluber that pitches in front of you, goes out, goes 9 innings, shuts out a team? Or does that help you in seeing how to attack the hitters the next day?
You know what? We learned a lot from yesterday, from Kluber, the way he attacked the hitter. And that's what I did today. So I came here on the stadium a little bit early. I just watched the video, how he attacked the hitter, and that's what they said what I did.
We talked yesterday about the shortened spring that you had and how you've surprised yourself a little bit and how you've started the season. How much motivation do you have that you weren't able to finish the season last year with your guys?
You know what, I said yesterday. So my spring training was a little bit, you know, okay, I only threw 14 innings. Then the first game of the season, you know, is way different when you are there on the mound. And, you know, the season's going, and it's a different mentality.
For you guys, it got off to a slow start. But over the last 4 or 5 starts from everyone, that's just not you, starting to look like the team that everybody thought you guys could be. How fun is it to see you guys kind of open up and start playing this way?
You know what? It's really fun. But we're going to have some up and downs. And we start a little bit slow in the beginning of the season. But now, you know, we start, you know, play good. And I hope we continue to do that tomorrow.
What would you do against this offense that you guys have going right now?
Everything's pretty good right now. You know, they've been hitting, pitching is good. So I think the main key is just trying to do that every single day.
Great job tonight, Cookie. We appreciate you taking the time out.
All right, thank you.
You still got another inning in you?
Yes.
The Indians win on manager Terry Francona's 58th birthday. It's their 5th in a row. Here's Terry Francona on Carlos Carrasco's outing.
Can you talk about Cookie and what he had?
Oh, man, I thought good. I mean, one walk and 8 strikeouts, and he attacked the zone. He threw a real good breaking ball, reached back for his fastball and challenged his when he needed to. I mean, did a great job. And again, we played really good defense. Ramirez had a number of plays that, you know, some were possibly extra base hits, turned him into outs. But I think when you're pitching like that and you get in the rhythm and you work quick and you're throwing strikes, your defense does have a good chance to make plays.
How surprising has it been that he's pitched this well after the spring that he had?
Well, I admit we had some anxiety just because of he didn't pitch that much. But coming out of the chute, he's been good since his first start, but now he's stretched out where the game dictates when he comes out as opposed to maybe a pitch count. But he looks like he's starting to, not only find his rhythm, but, continue it and probably improve in some areas.
It seemed like you had your mindset he wasn't going out for the night.
No, he wanted to, and I don't blame him. But it was cold. For him to try to pitch a shutout, he was going to get up over 120. That just, we need him for the long haul. My heart was saying yeah, but I just didn't think it made sense.
What do you think of Edwin in the, two outs, two strike, and to be able to hit the bully?
Well, I think that shows what he can do, it's the strength. He's starting to get a little more aggressive and getting his legs under him a little bit better. I think that bodes well for us.
I feel the same way watching Brantley right now. Looks like he's starting to.
Yeah, it's not as easy as he makes it look. He missed so much time. But he's the same hitter he was before. I just think that's a testament to not only his talent, but his work ethic.
With Ramirez and his defense at third, I know we talked about it, but does it even surprise you a little bit that I can go over there?
Then make a long throw. He's been making that short throw from second for a couple of weeks, but the ball had a lot of carry on it. I think he's just a good player. And my goodness, he looks like he continues to get better. He had some really good at-bats tonight. Came up empty until the end, so kind of nice to see him, get that home run just for his personality because I think he deserved it.
First time through the rotation out of the gates, there were some ups and downs for various reasons. Nice to see the rotation kind of get on one of these roles like they can.
Yeah, the first week, a lot of that happens, but when you can start getting into the season where guys have repetition and, you can let them play or pitch and, like I say, not worry about pitch counts and things like that. It's nice. When you pitch, it makes the rest of your ball club look pretty crisp. You catch the ball, the runs you score are meaningful. It's a good way to play.
Edwin Encarnacion got the Indians started early with a home run in the top of the first, his third of the season, to make it 2-0. Here's Edwin on the better results he's getting this week at the plate.
Edwin, it seems like you've seen the ball better recently. Is that true, is that you've seen the ball feel better at the plate?
Sí, estoy haciendo mejores swings y haciéndole swing a picho en la zona de strike.
I'm making better swings and swinging at pitches that are strikes.
What was the pitch that you hit out today?
Excuse me?
The pitch that you hit out today in the first inning?
Oh, fastball.
You say I heard that your hamstring was bothering you a little bit earlier in the week. Has that bothered you at all at the plate?
No me molesta más. Era solamente un poco de tirón, pero ya me siento mejor.
¿Solo un qué?
Un estirón como apretado.
No, it didn't. It's not bothering me anymore. It was just a little bit tight, but it's fine now.
When you're in the 0-2 count there, what were you expecting him to do? Were you expecting him to go up in the zone the way he did?
Yo solamente traté de quedarme para el medio y hacer buen swing.
No, I was just trying to get it up the middle and get a good swing.
What's it been like to see Brantley, kind of like you, kind of get going lately here and starting to look like the hitter you guys know he can be?
It's great. Bien, but okay.
Has it been good to get some time with these guys and kind of see how this offense can work and see how this, and why the reason you came here?
Sí, yo creo que nosotros vamos a seguir disfrutando el juego. Yo creo que lo disfrutamos mejor cuando hacemos el trabajo de nosotros. Cada quien hace su trabajo y yo creo que esa es la forma de tú disfrutar el juego.
Yeah, we're going to continue to enjoy the game. I think you can enjoy it a little bit more when you're winning, and we're going to continue enjoying winning and doing the work that we need to do.
Edwin, I think you've driven in 6 runs on this trip. Is there one reason why?
I think we run out on base. no pienso, solo pienso ir turno a turno y tratar de hacer lo mejor para ayudar a mi equipo a ganar.
I just take it at bat by at bat and do the best that I can to help my team win.
The finale of the 3-game series on Sunday has Danny Salazar pitching for Cleveland.